From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will withdraw from the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement on his first day in office. In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the TPP a potential disaster for the United States. He said he would instead negotiate what he called fair bilateral trade deals.
Creating many millions of high-paying jobs. That's what we want. That's what we've been waiting for.
Trump continued to meet Tuesday in New York with more candidates to fill key jobs in his new administration. Trump also had lunch with editors and reporters from the New York Times. He repudiated white supremacist or alt-right movement, and which has expressed some support for him. On another topic, Trump indicated that he would not pursue investigations of Democrat Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server while Secretary of State. European Parliament members Tuesday voted to adopt a resolution to move toward a European defense union. Irma Speight is with the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe.
Unfortunately, during the last more or less 30 years, most of the EU countries made negative changes in their defense budgets. And the outcome at the moment is that if you look, for example, at NATO, then almost 75% of all NATO costs are covered by the United States.
The European Parliament members suggest member states devote 2% of their GDP to defense. The Colombian government and the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, are set to sign a renegotiated peace agreement Thursday. The document will be signed in Bogota. This is VOA News.